This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October the 4th. Yes, it's October. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's a triple-decker day of special days, and they all blend beautifully into one theme of health, happiness, and human connection. The first Saturday of October falls in the first weekend of the month, which means it's Play Outside Day. It's also Good Buddy Day, and tomorrow, Sunday, is Do Something Nice Day. Three reminders that together invite us to step outside, to spend time with those we care about, and brighten our world with kindness. Let's start with Play Outside Day. In Canada, we're blessed with abundant natural beauty. Parks and trails and lakes and fresh air that's crisp and invigorating here in October. Science tells us that being outdoors reduces our stress, boosts our vitamin D levels, improves our mood, and even sharpens our minds. According to a study from the University of Michigan, just a 20-minute walk outside can improve our memory and attention by as much as 20%. And nature gives us a gift money can't buy. As writer John Muir once said, in every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks. So, whether it's a stroll in our neighborhood, a hike in the woods, or simply sitting on a park bench and watching the leaves turn, playing outside isn't just child's play, it's medicine for our soul. Now on to Good Buddy Day. Think of the people in our life who are go-to companions. Those good buddies that we can confide in and laugh with and lean on. Research shows that having close friends not only brings us joy, but also can extend our life. In fact, the Mayo Clinic reports that strong friendships increase our sense of belonging, boosts our happiness, reduces our stress, while also improving our self-confidence and helps us cope with challenges. For me, the word buddy immediately brings to mind my lifelong friend, Pat. She and I met as little girls climbing the hills at a construction site near our homes. We lived just steps away from one another. We played together, we studied together, and we grew up side by side. We even became swim buddies. I'll never forget one summer day at the local pool when we were just 10 years old. Pat suddenly started sinking. I could see her eyeballs way below the water. Without thinking, I grabbed her and I pulled her up and guided her to the edge so she could stand safely beside me. From that day on, she always told me I was her buddy. I had saved her life, and I believed her. Our buddyhood carried us through our childhood adventures, teenage challenges, and the ups and downs of an adult life. We were buddies. We celebrated good times. We leaned on each other through difficult ones. Thank God for buddies, because they truly give us a life that's richer with support and joy. And here, if we do look around our own life, we probably each have a buddy, a Pat, that we can pass time with. They're witnesses to the chapter of our lives. They cheer us. They pick us up when we stumble. And they remind us that we're never alone. Good buddies can share popcorn at the movies. They can cheer us on when we succeed and listen when we need to vent. They might go shopping with us, explore new places, or simply sit quietly offering comfort of their presence. As the old saying goes, a good friend knows all your best stories. A best friend has lived them with you. Of course, even friendships have their challenges. Differences of opinion, distance, or time pressures can sometimes get in the way. But the positives of having a buddy far outweigh the negatives. And today reminds us to celebrate and appreciate our buddies. Maybe it's time to call our good buddy, plan an outing, or simply say, thank you, good buddy, for being my buddy and being there. And finally, we come to do something nice day, which really could be every day. Doing something nice can be as simple as holding the door open for another person, offering a compliment, helping a neighbor with groceries, or volunteering our time. These little acts ripple outward. Psychologists call it the helper's high, the warm glow we feel when we do something good for someone else. A Harvard Business School study found that people who spent money on others reported greater happiness than those who spent it only on themselves. As Maya Angelou once wisely said, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. The beauty is that when we do something nice, the benefits don't just flow to the receiver. They come right back to us, reinforcing our own sense of purpose and joy. So today, we can celebrate this triple-decker day together. We can get outside and breathe deeply and enjoy the gift of nature. We can appreciate and spend time with our good buddies, the people who enrich our life. And we can look around for opportunities, big and small, to do something nice, because kindness is contagious and it's good for everyone. Put these things together and we have a recipe for a life that's healthier, happier, and more connected. Albert Schweitzer said, "Constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate." So let's step into this weekend with fresh air in our lungs, with our good buddies at our side, and kindness in our hearts. And now, as always, in this hour, From a Woman's Perspective's team of experts are going to share their knowledge, information, and experience. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl and denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. Also, we'll talk hearing aids with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and get a health tip from Christine, our health coach. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, talk relationships with our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and we'll also learn about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And yes, as usual, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So in a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll learn a little more about how we can plan for our financial future from Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being and to continue our conversation, I believe today it's going to be about permanent insurance. We have Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn, and good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. Yes, Marilyn, you're right. Today it's permanent insurance. Like buying a house, it's initially more expensive. However, the premiums never increase, but the value does. Over time, the increase in value can allow the policy to pay for itself, which generates additional savings. Permanent insurance is exactly this. It's permanent. It's designed and structured to be payable upon your death for your entire life. It can be marketed under a variety of different names, whole life, universal life, term to 100, as well as countless individual insurance company marketing names. Regardless of the name, this is insurance you are buying. Like a home purchase, initially it will be more expensive than renting. However, over time, these policies can both build up value and become fully paid for. The best of these products will also grow in the face amount of the coverage and accumulate cash value. With very few exceptions, cash values which build up inside an insurance contract do so sheltered from tax. Upon death, these tax-sheltered cash values, let's call them retained earnings or dividends if you'd like, as well as the insurance coverage, are paid tax-free to your beneficiaries. These same cash values can be a source of emergency funds. The increase in value can accumulate inside the insurance policy is governed by limitations in the Income Tax Act. These accumulating values can have tremendous benefit for financial well-being. It isn't just the death benefits. Many strategies using life insurance can provide strategic living benefits. Tax and estate planning to arrange the tax-effective transfer of assets to your next generation while you are alive. My wife calls this giving with warm hands. Deferred compensation programs for corporate executives. Corporate tax sheltering of retained earnings. Asset diversification. Unlocking other assets in your financial plan for your greater use and enjoyment. De-risking your retirement income planning are all strategies and concepts which have living benefits for you. Using the above terms whole, universal, and term to 100, we can distinguish these products into their basic features. Below are very general descriptions that are for reference only. Each insurance company will provide their variations on these products. Whole life has escalating cash and coverage values, and at the time of purchase, you will be provided an estimate of these future values. Over time, these escalating cash values may make it possible for the policy to pay for itself and thus eliminate your need to pay the premium. You can think of whole life insurance as a managed investment product. The insurance company money management team take on the total responsibility for managing your insurance investment portfolio. Further, insurance companies' investment portfolios are scrutinized by the regulatory authorities in the countries in which they operate. Their responsibility is focusing on ensuring that the guaranteed values you rely upon will be there when you and your family needs them. Whole life is most frequently used to provide long-term stability and guaranteed values in both death benefits and cash values to business owners and individuals. Universal life, this is like a self-directed asset management product with guarantees for the insurance coverage. This shared feature typically allows for greater flexibility in premium payment by the policyholder. The insurance company will typically give you a minimum premium amount to pay for the insurance protection and give you a range of extra cash that can be deposited into the insurance investment account. The deposited extra cash can be allocated across a range of investment options provided to you by the insurance company. You can change these investments with a reasonable amount of frequency. Over time, the accumulated cash values can earn you the ability to cease making payments, and the earnings within the policy will be sufficient to pay the continuing premium required to pay for the insurance coverage. These extra cash values plus the insurance face amount are paid to your beneficiary tax-free. And lastly, term to 100. It is not term insurance, but is in fact permanent. You pay continuously for this coverage until you're age 100. While it does not increase in value, nor does it accumulate cash, it does, however, build up value. The longer you pay, the less the insurance company is funding the risk of you dying prematurely. Consequently, the policy will build up actuarial value. At age 100, the value of this cash and the face value of the policy will be equal. These policies at this point are frequently cashed out. The proceeds are tax-free. These policies are most frequently used in estate reconciliation strategies or for either individual or corporations where the tax bill is a known value. There's limitations in what the insurance companies can give you, and this is governed by the Income Tax Act. The government, in recognition of the inherent power and benefit of tax-free accumulation and tax-free distribution of wealth to beneficiaries, exercises a degree of control over the amount of value that can accumulate in these policies. These estimated values are illustrated by insurance companies at the time you purchase them. So as you can see, there's a range of options. A good qualified insurance advisor can take the time to listen to what your needs are, listen to what your future expectations are, and understand the tax implications behind your estate, and make informed recommendations as to the kind of policy that would be most appropriate. And they may even, in conjunction with your tax experts like an accountant or a lawyer, make recommendations for reorganization strategies in which insurance is a vital component. So take the time to find or talk to a qualified insurance person about these products. Thank you all.
Well, I think anyone who wants to make sense of all this life insurance and also their financial plan should start with you, Kevin. I know that you're willing to talk to people and help them find their best path. So the number to reach you at?
416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. If you have questions about your future financial planning or insurance, start with a conversation with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial or email him at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. And the number again, 416-708-6229. Thank you, Kevin, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and to all, have a great and fantastic weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C, next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C, new from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, so a lot of my patients are coming in, many of my female patients in particular, are coming in with concerns over hair thinning. And certainly we did see a lot of that. I did see a lot of that actually after COVID. But certainly many women will experience hair thinning, and it can sometimes come on slowly. And it's easy to dismiss as just stress or just part of getting older. But thinning hair can actually be a sign of deeper issues happening in the body. So when we think about hair growth, it's influenced by a complex interplay of nutrients and hormones and metabolic processes. So when something disrupts that balance, hair is often one of the first areas to show the impact. And what often gets missed are the three most common issues. And they're often under-recognized. And often in naturopathic medicine, we think about iron deficiency, thyroid dysfunction, and even androgen excess. So that's hormonal excess, especially with testosterone hormones. So when we think about iron, for example, iron is best known for its role in making the protein in red blood cells that carries oxygen through the body. But the hair follicles are among the most metabolically active structures in the body, and they depend on a steady supply of oxygen and nutrients to maintain the hair growth. So without enough iron, that cycle is disrupted. And one key thing to understand is that you can have low iron stores actually without being anemic. So many people will have, for example, a ferritin lab at their doctor's office, but it might show normal levels. But many women with thinning hair have ferritin levels that are within the lab's normal range, but it's really still too low to optimally support hair growth. And like I said, ferritin is a measure of stored iron. And certainly when it's suboptimal, it can affect, for example, healthy hair. And iron deficiency hair loss usually presents as diffuse thinning across the scalp. There's different types of hair loss that we see for different reasons, but that's typical of what we see. And common reasons women develop low iron stores can include, for example, heavy menstrual cycles, low dietary intake of iron-rich foods, even frequent blood donation, or if there's gastrointestinal bleeding or celiac or even inflammatory bowel conditions, poor absorption, for example. All those things can affect our iron absorption. So we really want to address the iron deficiency by correcting the cause, not just supplementing, to see what the issue is. The second issue I mentioned was thyroid, and that's a very long topic, but both hypothyroid and hyperthyroid can cause diffuse hair thinning. And one of the reasons that often thyroid issues and hair loss get missed is what we see is incomplete testing. So naturopathically, as a naturopath, I often do more than just basic thyroid testing. We look at all the different factors and hormones affecting the thyroid to see if there's what's called a subclinical dysfunction. Sometimes can people be in the normal range, but not in the optimal range, and that can affect their hair loss. And of course, the last one is androgen excess. So when most people think about androgens, they think of testosterone. But in women, these hormones play a vital role in mood, in muscle tone, libido, and even bone density. And problems arise when the androgens, especially something called DHT, is elevated, for example, and it can cause conditions like PCOS or polycystic ovary syndrome, and we talked about acne last week, but certainly it can also be involved with hair thinning. So next week I'm going to talk about why these causes of hair thinning are often overlooked, but certainly in the meantime, if people have any questions, they want to give me a call, they can call the clinic at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca, and they can call for a free 15-minute consultation if they wanted to discuss their health concerns.
Thank you, Dr. Betty, for raising the issue of thinning hair. It isn't often spoken about, but it is an issue that many of us have concerns about. So anyone experiencing thinning hair, rather than just accepting it, know that you can get to the root of the problem naturally. Give Dr. Betty Rosendahl a call at 905-707-2001 and ask for your complimentary consultation. 15 minutes won't cost you any money, and the information you get will be valuable. So again, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more about thinning hair next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
When you have a good buddy, you can share a joke or a story. You hear one another. You listen to one another's problems. But if you can't hear well, you need to correct that. And here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today is a special one because it celebrates two simple but powerful ideas, Good Buddy Day and Do Something Nice Day. Now, on the surface, they may sound lighthearted, but together they carry a reminder we could all use, and that life is richer when we show up for each other with kindness. Now, think about a good buddy. It could be a lifelong friend, a neighbor, or even a colleague who always has your back. Buddies are the people who remind us that we're not alone, who make life lighter, and who share both in the struggles and the joys. And what does a good buddy do? They usually do something nice. Sometimes it's big, but more often it's small. It could be a phone call to check in, a shared laugh over a coffee, a helping hand when you need it. These acts of kindness ripple out further than we can actually imagine. But here's something we don't often talk about. Being a good buddy or receiving the gift of one depends on being able to connect, and that means hearing each other. And so when hearing becomes difficult, it's not just about missing words, it's about missing those moments of kindness and friendship. And over time, those connections can fade, and the circle of buddies that give life warmth can feel smaller. I've seen how powerful it is when hearing is restored. Laughter rings clearer, phone calls become easier, the joy of friendship becomes alive again. Being a good buddy doesn't take much. Sometimes it's as simple as taking the step to hear better, so you can keep showing up fully in the lives of the people that you care about. So on this Good Buddy Day and Do Something Nice Day, maybe the nicest thing we can do is reach out to someone we care about, share a smile, make a call, or simply listen, because in the end, kindness and friendship are what keep the world connected, and we would love to help you stay connected.
So, Edmund, you help us hear our best so we can hear others and keep relationships working and show up for one another. What are the steps to get to you and to make our and to hear our best?
So first and foremost, I would say always pick up the phone, make that call. Book your appointment for a hearing test, and we can basically start from a conversation after that. If there's any sort of hearing loss, we can certainly help with hearing aids. Or if you have hearing aids already that you're just not getting any value out of, we can potentially even do an adjustment and get you up and running in a matter of minutes. There are plenty of things that we can do that will be effective and give value.
So anyone listening who wants to have a good buddy that can help them hear their best, remember the name Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, the number 416-754-4327. There's no charge for an assessment or a hearing test, so no need to worry about cost. It'll just cost a little time. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and thanks for being a good buddy here on From a Woman's Perspective. Have a great Saturday.
Thanks, Marilyn. Take care.
On this Good Buddy Day, it's a reminder that people exist with different ideas of what the right person is. Some are looking for marriage. Some are looking for just going out and having a nice meal and talking to someone. And someone might be looking for a good buddy. With the help of Cupid, all these things are possible. All you have to do is meet our Cupid here on From a Woman's Perspective, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a question I get constantly is people will book a consultation with me and they'll do the interview and they'll say, what can you do for me that I can't do for myself on an app or on an online website? And there's many things that we can do for you. One of the things is the money you're paying is a qualifier. So you're getting people who have given this serious consideration. This isn't an impulse that they did at midnight and, the night before. This is something people have really thought about. Oftentimes people think about joining for a year or two before they even come on board. Usually they've done the work on themselves. Maybe they've gone to therapy if they've had a breakup in a relationship and they want to look and examine their role in what happened. Or if they've lost a spouse, they've dealt with their grief. They're ready in that regard. So you get people that are really much in a much better place. You get people because, again, the money's a qualifier. You're getting people that have a nice lifestyle so they can afford to support themselves. They're not all rich. Some people are rich. Some people are not. But they can afford the service, and they have a nice retirement, or they have a good job, or they have a good house, they have a car, all those things that are important. Although if you live in Toronto, of course, having a car is an essential. So that qualifies them again as well. And you know that as matchmakers, we've done the due diligence on these people. So we've made sure they are who they say they are. So if you tell me you're a venture capitalist from Toronto and you have absolutely no online presence, I know you're not a venture capitalist from Toronto. So I do the research to make sure you don't have to worry about those kind of things. And so we do take identification from everybody. We make sure people are who they say they are. They live where they say they live. And we're very careful. As well, you're working with actual people. So instead of working with a server in a closet somewhere down in the U.S. or overseas, you're working with somebody who has a vested interest in making sure you come out the other end of this happy in a relationship. We do the best we can to make sure that the vast majority of our people are matched happily. And the girls work so hard to make sure that they're getting you with good matches that you're going to like. I mean, not every week is something that we hit out. We don't hit it out of the ballpark every week, but we do our best, and certainly we have great success. And we have about a 75% success rate with the people that come to us. So I think that money is an investment, but most people that spend the money agree that it was a great investment. And it's going to be a totally different experience than the time wasting on the internet or on the apps.
So some people say that the good things in life are free, but sometimes free comes with danger and not exactly a positive result. If you want to invest in your future, then think about having Cupid on your team, matchmaker Linda Miller. When you hire her, you're paying dollars, but so are all the other people, as she explained. So they're there to protect your interest and the likelihood of you finding the right person. 75% success rate is something to applaud. So if you're willing to give it a try, it won't cost you anything to have a complimentary consultation and a conversation with matchmaker Linda Miller. Linda, your numbers?
416-777-7777. 1-877-344-6302 or 1-877-334-9041. Our website is mistyriverintros.com, and you can book a free consultation on there. It doesn't cost you or obligate you, but it will give you a much better idea of how the service works and what would be involved if you were to become a member.
Most of us can have a good buddy, and if we need help, just remember matchmaker Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, 416-777-6302. Thanks, Linda. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready joins us. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you so much for having me. Dental hygiene and oral hygiene is overlooked, and I'd like to share some quick tips for caregivers. So removing dentures at night and soaking them in water with a professional cleaning solution is really key to having a good oral hygiene. Brush the dentures gently with a soft brush, never toothpaste. Clean the gums. You can use a tongue cleaner as well, and encourage your loved one to use a soft cloth, and they can rub their gums all around their top and bottom to get a little bit of a more tougher gums, which will help them with any sore spots in the future. Clean gums, the palate daily. This removes bacteria and improves circulation. Rinse the dentures after meals, even just with a little bit of water to prevent buildup. Watch for red spots, swelling and soreness, or dentures that slip or flop. These are signs to call a professional. I'm here to help. Encourage your loved one to drink water throughout the day. A moist mouth helps dentures stay comfortable. And store the dentures safely when not in use, labeling containers and help avoid mix-ups in areas where maybe long-term facility in their room if they're sharing a room. Now, I provide mobile denture services. I come to you wherever you are. Please call me to discuss if you have any questions for your loved one that wears dentures. We know that they need to keep their dentures out for at least 8 hours during the day, whether that's overnight when they're sleeping, or if they just want to do their denture, take them out in the day, and they just have their dentures out while they're doing their chores or doing their morning routine. I've had so many calls about denture hygiene tips, and I just want to say that I hear you, and I'm giving you the 50% off for our autumn promotion. 50% off of relines and adjustments. The first 5 callers who call me get 1 month professional denture cleaning solution. Remember, keeping dentures clean and comfortable isn't just about teeth. It's about dignity, confidence, and joy, and keeping your loved ones smiling every day. Please call me today. My name is Suzanne. Mention the code, and let's get your loved ones smiling and feeling great again. My phone number is 647-204-4478.
Suzanne, what you do is important. We need to be able to eat our food, chew properly, and definitely smile. Thank you for the offer, 50% off for listeners and 1 month of cleaning solution. Anyone listening, your mouth is number one. Be proactive. Take care of yourself and call Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. She'll bring dental work to your home. You don't even have to go out your door. Her number, 647-204-4478. That's 647-204-4478. Suzanne, thank you for the special, and thank you for being part of the From a Woman's Perspective team. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and thanks to all the listeners.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. If our listeners belong to a seniors club, a church group, or community organization in the GTA, they probably know how valuable it is to bring in speakers who truly connect with their members and provide useful, practical information. I'm Sharon Parento, a realtor who specializes in helping seniors and empty nesters prepare for the next chapter of their lives, whether that means moving into a smaller home, selling the family property, or buying the perfect condo for the future. Over the years, I've had the privilege of guiding many families through the process of downsizing. What I've learned is that this stage of life comes with questions, emotions, and sometimes even a little overwhelm. That's why I offer free, no sales pitch, educational talks to seniors group throughout the GTA. These sessions are friendly, interactive, and designed to empower your members with knowledge, not pressure them into a move. My goal is to give people the information they need to make decisions confidently on their own timeline. Here are the five most popular topics I offer. Number one, get ready to downsize. Where to begin without feeling overwhelmed? This session is about taking those first steps. We cover how to decide when the timing is right, what tasks to tackle first, and how to create a realistic plan that keeps you moving forward without feeling stressed. Number two, staging secrets on a shoestring budget. Home staging doesn't need to be expensive. In this talk, I share affordable tips and tricks to make a home look its best using what you already have, plus a few budget-friendly upgrades that make a big difference when it's time to sell. Number three, the decluttering battle plan. Let's face it, decluttering can be one of the biggest obstacles to downsizing. I'll break it down into manageable steps and share strategies that make it easier to part with belongings, deal with sentimental items, and even get the family members on board. Number four, best renovations for return on investment. If your group wants to know which renovations actually pay off, this talk is for them. We'll look at which updates buyers love and the ones they don't care about and how to stretch renovation dollars wisely. Five, downsizing property options, not just condos. Many people assume that downsizing means moving into a condo, and that's only one of many options. In this session, we'll explore bungalows, townhomes, rental apartments, and even life lease communities so your members can make a choice that truly fits their lifestyle. Here's what makes these talks extra special. There's no charge, ever. I never charge a speaking fee. These are my way of giving back to the community. Free workbooks. Each participant can ask for a free take-home workbook full of tips and checklists to put what they've learned into action. I also offer door prize fun. I bring a small door prize to make the event even more engaging. And if you choose, I can be your refreshment sponsor. If your group would like to have coffee, tea, or snacks, I'm happy to sponsor those as well. These presentations work beautifully for lunch and learns, club meetings, and church gatherings. They typically run 30 to 45 minutes, and I always leave time for Q&A because every group has unique questions. Once again, there's no sales pitch. If you'd like to book a free talk for your group, it's easy. Just reach out to me by phone at 416-460-5636 or visit our website at smartrealtysolution.com. Your members will leave with practical tips, a sense of direction, and maybe even a bit of excitement about where the possibilities are.
I think you've mentioned it before that you're a retired teacher, and all of these talks will be informative because that's what you do. You share information so people can make informed decisions. Anyone listening who's planning an event know that Sharon Parento, as you hear here, is well-spoken, and she has lots of good information, and there are benefits to having her come to speak to you. Give her a call, whether it's to find out more about those smart realty solutions or about having her come visit and speak to your group or organization. The number, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. Thanks, Sharon. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, Marilyn. Me too.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is back from her holiday. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning. It's so nice to be here, Marilyn, and I'm excited to tell you that Ontario has launched a 2025-2026 RSV prevention program for infants and older adults. And I just wanted to explain what this really means. So first question, what is RSV? RSV is a bad viral disease that affects the lungs. And you can almost think about the virus creating spider webs in your lungs. So your lungs get inflamed and the airways don't open properly. And you really get quite sick with a viral kind of pneumonia. Who is at risk? Babies under the age of 6 months and older people as they get past age 65 and those with underlying lung diseases like asthma and COPD. Well, I'm happy to say that up until recently, Ontario would pay for it for babies to get immunized, and there's special immunization either for the pregnant mom or for the baby. But the only people that Ontario paid for in terms of older people were those people in long-term care over the age of 60 if they had underlying risk. Well, Ontario now is going to pay for everybody over the age of 75, no matter where you live and no matter what your health is, because we do know that older age itself puts you at risk. So that's new for this season. And if you haven't already been immunized, go to your doctor. If you're over the age of 60 and you've got diabetes or asthma or COPD, you want to talk to your doctor about getting immunized. It may not be covered, but it's a good idea. But at least we're covering our older population, those over the age of 75. So it's a good news story.
I always follow your advice. I definitely will get the RSV vaccine. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health, I have the book on my night table, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. All you have to do to get useful advice in clear language is ask for the book in your local bookstore or on Amazon. And you can't go wrong because you'll get solid information by Dr. Brown. So remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and ask for it at any bookstore. And if you have a problem, then call me, and I'm glad to ship you a signed copy. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And Dr. Brown, I believe you have a website and the book's available there too. What is it?
Absolutely, Marilyn. It's just Dr. Vivian Brown, all one word, D-R-V-I-V-I-E-N, Brown like the color.
So drvivianbrown.com. And I should remind you that marilyns.ca has a sponsor expert list. All you have to do is look under on radio, and Dr. Brown is in that list with a link to her website. So thank you, Dr. Brown. Nice to have you back, and I enjoy learning from you, and I definitely am getting the RSV shot.
Thank you, Marilyn. Good to speak with you.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Today's triple-decker theme, Play Outside Day, Good Buddy Day, and Do Something Nice Day, is a reminder that what we wear and how we prepare can make all the difference in enjoying the outdoors safely, comfortably, and stylishly. Go outside and breathe fresh air. It sounds simple enough, but to really enjoy ourselves, we need to dress properly and take care of our bodies. That starts with skin care, sun protection, because even in the cooler days of October, the sun can do our skin damage. Then there's footwear. Just the simple act of walking calls for supportive, comfortable shoes. Walking or hiking shoes protect our joints, reduce fatigue, and prevent injury. The wrong shoes can quickly turn a pleasant outing into an if-only moment. If only I'd worn better shoes, I'd still be walking and my feet wouldn't ache. And for each activity that we choose, be it pickleball, tennis, golf, skating, skiing, hockey, or anything else, the right gear is essential. For pickleball or tennis, we need breathable, flexible clothing that lets us move freely and runners designed for lateral movement. For golf, weather-appropriate layers, golf shoes with grip, and a hat for sun protection. For skating or hockey, warm, insulated layers that wick away moisture, gloves, and of course, properly fitted skates. For skiing, a good base layer, waterproof outerwear, gloves, and helmets for safety. Every activity has its own wardrobe that allows us to move and to play and to stay safe. Without the right gear, we risk injury, discomfort, or those nagging if-onlys that can limit our fun and our time outdoors. Now, because tomorrow is Do Something Nice Day, here's a thought. One way to do something nice is to organize our closets. Many of us have clothing and gear tucked away for sports and activities we once loved, but we no longer play. Why not donate those items so someone else can enjoy them? That brings me to Sally's story. Sally loved the outdoors. Over the years, she tried one sport after another. She collected gear and clothes for each of them. But as time went on, some sports no longer suited her. An injury stopped her from skating, and she lost interest in her golf. Her garage became crowded with equipment, and her closet was filled with specialty clothing that she no longer had use for. Recently, Sally discovered pickleball. She needed a racket, runners, and the right activewear to play comfortably. She called me for advice, and as we spoke, I realized that it would be great if she could organize her closet. And I directed her to my closet organizing instruction sheet on my website, marilyns.ca. And together, we talked and we came up with a plan. She created a good circle by donating the gear and clothes that she no longer wore or needed. It was a win-win. She made space in her closet and garage, and someone else gained the chance to enjoy activities that once brought her joy. And here's a bonus thought for Good Buddy Day. When you're just walking in the park, heading to the golf course, or trying a new activity like pickleball, let's invite a buddy along. Not only does it make the experience more fun, but having someone at our side helps keep us motivated and safe and supported. If you like Sally's story, know that my new book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, includes many similar short stories. It's an easy read in big font. A signed copy can be yours now for just $20, and local shipping will be free for my listeners. So if you'd like a copy for yourself or planning a gift for someone else, please feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston. You can reach me directly at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I can take your order and we can chat and get to know one another as well. So on this Play Outside Day and Good Buddy Day and Do Something Nice Day weekend, let's remember to dress for comfort, for safety and confidence in whatever we do. Let's enjoy the company of our buddies and pass along what we no longer need so someone else can share in the joy of living well and enjoying the outdoors. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll talk with Christine, our health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Applying for the disability tax credit isn't your doctor's job. It's our job. Disability Tax Results. Use our experience in medical law to your advantage and increase your chances of being approved. Call us for details and a free consultation. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. The mental health benefits of exercise. We all know exercise is good for our body, but it can also boost our mood, improve our sleep, and help us deal with depression, anxiety, and stress. People who exercise on a regular basis tend to do so because it gives them an enormous sense of well-being. They feel more energetic throughout the day, have sharper memories, and feel more relaxed and positive about themselves and their lives. It's also a powerful medicine for many common health challenges. Regular exercise can have a profoundly positive impact on depression, anxiety, and ADHD. You don't have to be a fitness fanatic to reap the benefits. Research indicates that the modest amount of exercise can make a real difference for your life. No matter your age or fitness level, you can learn to exercise as a powerful tool to deal with mental health problems, improve your energy and outlook, and get more out of life. For a private consultation on how to get started on your exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
It won't cost you but a bit of time to speak with Christine and understand what having a health coach is all about. The phone number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. 4084. Christine, the health coach. She's my coach and she definitely can be yours. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today, I want to talk about something that affects thousands of families every single year, falls. They're the number one cause of injury for older adults in Canada. To put it in real numbers, in the most recent data off the Government of Canada website, there are about 81,600 hospitalizations related to falls amongst older adults in 2023 and 2024. Here's the thing. Most of them happen right where we should feel safest, at home. Every week, I meet people who've had close calls. Maybe they've tripped on a rug, slipped getting into the shower, or lost their balance on the stairs. One bad fall can change everything. It can take away your independence in an instant. The good news? Falls are preventable. Small changes around the home can make a huge difference. Think about better lighting in hallways, grab bars in the bathroom, non-slip flooring, or even something as simple as removing clutter in the walkways. These aren't fancy fixes, they're smart ones. This is where my company comes in. At Greater Toronto Accessibility, we specialize in barrier-free renovations and accessibility products designed to remove these risks completely. From curbless showers to safer stairways to customized solutions that fit your home, our focus is making sure you or your loved ones can live safely and comfortably in your home. We don't just install products, we provide peace of mind. We'll walk through your home, point out the risks, and show you exactly what can be done to stop falls before they happen. So if you've ever thought, I should do something about that loose rug, or that bathroom feels unsafe, don't wait until an accident forces a decision. Falls may be common, but they don't have to happen in your home. Let's make sure your forever home is also your safest home. A quick conversation could save months of recovery or even save a life.
So, Daniel, how can we do this?
Please, give me a call for a free assessment. I'll come to your home, and we can check any areas of your home that you feel unsafe. 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And ask Daniel for a show special. I'm sure that he'll give you a deal. Thank you, Daniel. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
It's been a triple-decker-themed show. Play outside day, good buddy day, and do something nice day. It's interesting how each of these celebrations connects. We've learned that spending time outdoors is good for our minds and bodies. We know that having buddies, real trusted friends, give us resilience and joy. And we've been reminded that doing something nice for someone else not only lifts them up, but also makes us feel happier and healthier ourselves. Friendship is a powerful medicine. A long-term Harvard study on adult development found that the quality of our relationships is the strongest predictor of happiness and even our longevity. Those with close friendships not only lived longer, but also reported lower levels of stress, less depression, and more satisfaction with their life. In fact, according to the Mayo Clinic, strong social ties can reduce the risk of many serious health problems, including high blood pressure and unhealthy body mass index. Now, when we pair friendship with kindness, the benefits multiply. Doing nice things together with a buddy, whether it's volunteering side by side, encouraging one another toward healthier habits, or simply being present for each other, that doubles the impact of having a buddy and the benefits of friendship. We all feel the joy and our bonds grow stronger. History gives us inspiring examples of great buddies who lifted one another up. Let's remember Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan. Their relationship went far beyond a teacher and just a student. Anne was Helen's companion, her advocate, and her friend. And together, they changed what the world believed was possible. Or let's consider C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. They were two writers who encouraged each other's creativity and helped one another bring Middle-earth and Narnia into being. Their buddyhood shaped literature, and they continue to inspire us and future generations. On the other hand, history also shows us that some brilliant people devoted so much time to their work that they never built deep friendships. They didn't have a buddy. Nikola Tesla, the famous inventor, lived largely in isolation and admitted later in life that his lack of companionship was one of his deepest regrets. Success without friendships often leaves a void in our life. So what makes a true buddy as opposed to just an acquaintance? An acquaintance might share small talk, and a true buddy, they share secrets with us. An acquaintance might show up at parties. A buddy shows up when our life gets hard. Acquaintances may know our name, but true buddies know our soul. Building real friendships doesn't just happen overnight. It takes time and intention. And we can grow our friendships. We can reach out regularly and check in with one another. We can share experiences, whether it's a walk in the park or a phone call or a meal. We can listen deeply to one another and show that we care. And we can be willing to be vulnerable, honest, and supportive of one another. As writer Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The only way to have a friend is to be one." And his research reminds us, friendship and kindness are not luxuries. They're necessities for a healthy, happy life. So on this special October weekend, let's take the time and opportunity to step outside, to call or see a buddy, and to do something nice for someone. These three small actions can change the course of our day, and if repeated often enough, they can change the course of our lifetime. Now it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to you for joining us today. A special thank you to those of you who are willing to go beyond just listening week to week to actually doing, to taking action, to spend time outdoors, to be a good buddy, to do something nice for others. Every day is a special day and an opportunity to live well. And this weekend, with its triple-decker impact, gives us the incentive to live our best and to create a momentum to enjoy each day and every day going forward. Remember, you're from a woman's perspective team is only a phone call or email away. We're here to help anyone wishing to live their best, to find their best path to make it so, and to make informed decisions with no regrets. You can find all our contact information on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just look under the heading On Radio and you'll see the sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. So until next Saturday morning at 8, when we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio, please stay safe and be well and enjoy this weekend outdoors with your buddies and with kindness in your heart. We all can do this. We'll talk again next week. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.